It's time for Money Monday with Melody Hopkins. Melody is president of Ariel Investment, a Chicago-based money management firm that serves individual investors and retirement plans through its no-load mutual funds and separate accounts. Additionally, she's a regular financial contributor and analyst for CBS News. Melody, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Today, you're going to talk about the announcement last week that Walmart is going to raise their minimum wage and spend like $1 billion for their employees.
This is actually really big news. I'm thrilled with it, especially in the context we've been having so many discussions about the minimum wage, wealth inequality in this country, the challenges of many Americans at the lower income level. So this is a big deal because wages have not been keeping up with the cost of living.
So Walmart, this is a good sign for the economy?
Very good sign. So Walmart said it's giving 500,000 of its U.S. employees a raise, and they will make a minimum of $9 an hour. That's $1.75 over the minimum wage, a 24% pay increase for those individuals. And they went on to say that next February, hourly employees who complete 6 months of training will make at least $10 an hour. So this is a big deal because I've been talking a lot about not only the minimum wage, but living wages. And this is a step towards living wages for people. And it's big because it's Walmart, because they employ 1.3 million people, nearly 1% of the U.S. workforce. They are, as we know, the largest private sector employer in the United States.
I also saw in your report that's on blackamericaweb.com, so interesting, Walmart store in Ohio held a holiday food drive for the needy, and many of those people that were in line were full-time employees of Walmart.
Yeah, this story got a lot of press.
They've been on a lot of pressure.
Yes, because part of the reason I think that they are doing this is the public image. The public image that they hadn't been paying their employees very well. I mean, those were the reasons that certain cities and states wanted to keep Walmart out of their communities. We had that fight in Chicago where the city council said they didn't want Walmart building in areas that were lower income areas because they felt they weren't paying people a living wage. So this has been a public image. Then they had that, they said it was a one-off. They had this food drive, and the food drive ended up being for many of the employees. A lot of people know that Walmart workers basically have to utilize a lot of the tax subsidies that are out there. Some are on food stamps. They have health care and other taxpayer-funded programs that they take advantage of because they just don't get paid enough. So this public image was out there. The other reason they had to do this is that it leads to a very high turnover in their team. So the estimates are that they have something like 70% employee turnover in the first year that someone works for them. 70%. 70. Wow. And that's huge, and it costs a lot to recruit those people and to onboard them. And so I'm sure they said to themselves that they would be better off if they could get more of those people to stay.
And showing them that there are levels and ways to get ahead within the company and getting them in their managerial track, as it were.
That's exactly right. And also, you know, there have been stories that these lower paid workers have been not very happy, which is not a shocker. And so as a result of that, stores just weren't being run well. So they were seeing it affect the actual performance of the stores.
Well, are prices going to go up?
I'm not sure that that'll be the case. I mean, this company is a very large company. $1 billion is a lot, but it's still a drop in the bucket relative to the size of the company.
Okay.
I think the bigger issue is we hope that it'll spur this conversation about a living wage, because $9 in New York is not $9 in Iowa.
Ain't that the truth?
And also get their competition to do the same.
Yeah. All right. More about this on blackamericaweb.com. Melody Hopson, Money Mondays.